Today is it April 1st, 2024. I'm not going to make a joke to you. I'm serious about what I'm talking about. Something special, something special happened today. And I first want to talk about the bad things, the negative things that I come to understand, that I got this from afterlife about what was going on in the LDS church. And you understand it today. And they are playing very much in the Mormon church about things that doesn't exist in that way. I don't like the church in the way that they are playing like Goofy, Donald Duck, and things that comics and do masquerade, these things that is not for real. But it is people's way to are, because I know the Jewish community, some of it, what they are doing. And I find out when I was in Utah, in Salt Lake City, that I knew that my ancestors was Jewish after I have done my DNA test. And then I find many of my ancestors had joined the Mormon church. They were one of the first that was in the Mormon church and was with Joseph Smith, and they were Jewish. So I find more and more that they are the same. They took with them to the Mormon church the Jewish way to see things. And that's why they have this things that they must do silly things, and that is coming from the Jewish with the Purim, where they're drinking a lot in the Jewish community, and then they dress up in some men I have met in Israel, they have female clothes, and that's one day they can show up in female clothes. But that was when I was in Israel in 2013, I think, and now I have a change, so they is more accepted to be homosexual. And now the last time I was in Jerusalem, I saw that Jerusalem have got many bars with for homosexual people, although those that like them. And that was not before. So they are going to lose the war between to not accept homosexual and today accept it. And the same thing is with the Mormon Church, LDS Church, that they accept now homosexual couples into the church and baptize them, even if they know that they are open homosexual and they accept it in the church, and they go hand in hand with the Jewish community. So many things, my ancestor, when they come to Joseph Smith, they put it into the Mormon Church. Now I don't know if Joseph Smith was Jewish, but he is in my family tree. The man is coming from Joseph Smith. I don't know why I got hiccups. I'm sorry for that, that I do hiccups. I understand now that this with demons and the church, that they all believe in demons. I know they exist, but I don't believe in them. They are it's not a long time. They are very short, these demons, and they can harm people very much. And I know now that, like when I move into this apartment, I have a big chair to get a massage in it, and they took away a little because the chair was so big, so they couldn't come in with the chair in this house, so they took apart a little of it. And then the man that I had before, that was a man that took care of me a little, and he said, now we must put together the chair again, he said to the missionaries. But they say, let it stay, we have to go. They were very scared to be inside my home. And I know that some missionaries have talked to me and not be scared of me in that way, that they can't speak to me. But they have told me that they have been told from the bishop that they should be careful in my home and not stay for a long time in my home. And that they did the hedge that was to stay out from my home, because that's outside, around the house. But this year, they didn't come. So it had going worse. And I met the bishop for about 1 month ago, or less. And we talk, and he say are you coming back to the church? But I told him that I'm not coming back to the church, because he believe in what people have told him. that I should be demon, that I have demon in my life. And it's so bad because we should not be scared of if it was a demon in my home, because we should have that touch with God, that God doesn't allow the demons to come close to them. And you know that I have, in one chapter I have told you about this spheric things, that you should pray that evil things should not come close to you. You have a private spheric. And the demons can run around to other people and tell bad things about you, but the demons can't touch you when you pray that he should not could touch you. And that's why when he targeting a person, that's why he go on their relatives, their loved ones, and make them sick or die. That because it's hard if you really is into God, it's hard for him to touch you. But he touch other people that doesn't have this protection. And it's sad that he go on other, but he target people that is easy to harm, to kill or make sick. And it's sad that he go on children very often. He's a weak spirit. Negative spirit is so bad. But he's so bad, so sometimes I feel sorry for him. But I don't accept him into my life. And then today, because of what they were telling me from afterlife, I remember how it was, because it was before I met God. It was 1997, and I have just separated from my daughter's father and moved away to my own apartment with my daughter. I think I maybe have talked about it, but it was in the beginning I talked about it. So many, even if you have listened, you have forgotten it because it have happened so much. But it was 1997, that I know, because I moved away from him. And 1998 I met my husband in Texas. So it was 1997. And it was in the daytime, I sit and watch television. And suddenly the television went off. All electricity went off. And suddenly it started to be a thunderstorm, very big thunderstorm, just where I lived, over my house. And it was no electricity. And in 97 we didn't have this computer without cords. So it was nothing to do than go to bed. And I fall to sleep immediately. And when I wake up just off after a while and have very, very much headache. And I sit there in my sofa and try to come back to be awake and take medicine for headache to make it go away. And then suddenly, out from the air, came a black horse. He looked like a mix of black horse and a human, a man. And he has so beautiful eyes. And I'd be very much in love with him. And he did like he had his body around me and get me like prison in his body. And he took me up in the air. And it was very much love. And suddenly it opened from my wall. It looked like a wall. And then suddenly those, I didn't know what it was in that time, but I know today it was three of the highest priests from heaven. They opened up a white wall in the air, and they come out, and I was with this horse in the air. But they told him that he should not take me, that because I was of old. I was too old, they say to him. And he let me go. And then they disappear, those, from the wall. So they helped me to not be taken of a demon into, I suppose I should be killed and my daughter should find me killed, dead like that, but they protected me. So I didn't know anything about what it was that I experienced. But when they say that I was too old, and I was thinking, they maybe say that I was too old to could have children. I was thinking like that, and I was thinking like a human. Because I had not started to learn about God and afterlife. So I was thinking in a human way that they say I was too old for to get children. And then I understand that today it was not that. They were already three higher priests there in a, it was a cloud they were in, and then behind the wall, but it was open so I could see them and hear them. And I understand they have said many times that about old, to be old. I am from the older time. I am not from today. And I know that. I know that already now. I didn't know it in 1997, but I know it today that I have been born on to earth. This is my seventh time. So I know that I have been a higher priest in Ireland. And in 600, year 600. So I have been of old from the start. I don't know how far back I was born, but I can, if I should say technical talking about it, so it maybe was in Jesus' time, the first time I was born. I understood this with the demons, that someone in the church is saying that to the bishop, that they think I have demons in me, so I should not be in the church. So that's what I didn't know why they were pushing me away and didn't want to come to my home. And I didn't knew that the LDS church was so much into thinking that people have the devil in them, that they thinking so negative about people, and it's so separated very much things. You are separated because you are a woman and not a man, and a man go educated to be bishops in all kind of those churches of LDS church, and the women, they are going married to not unknown people, because they are relatives. They are connected to each other. And in that way that they marry the same sort of person, that make them more be secure that the demons will not be in the family. But that's a lie, because that I know. I have seen some demons in LDS church, but I don't say that. I don't tell people that I know, because it's not that I see a person and say this person have demons in it. It's that the demons have threatened me. They are coming to really face me inside the church, LDS church. And so it's not what I think it is. They have done bad things to me. And when I was in Salt Lake City, in that family, the father was okay. He was like a president for a church, and I see now that he have become friends with me on Facebook, and I see that they have moved away from Salt Lake City now. He have got another position, and he is okay, but his wife She come one day and confront me, and she say, "Go out from my house, go out from my house," and it wake me up, and it wake me, shake me, that it be a reminding about how when I was homeless and didn't have any place to stay. And she say, "Out from my house, out from my house." And of course she say that only when we were by ourselves. And so I have met them face to face, but I am not in that position that I can say anything, because they gonna not believe me, and then the devil will be more angry because I have talked about it's women in that church that is bad. And so now I know that they believe so very much in demons. And that is what other religions have think about me, because I talking about what God have told me, and they change it to be demons that talk it to me. And of course the demons put more together, so be now the missionary is not allowed to even touch my door. It's be worse and worse, and I don't know how to stop it, more than I will not be there in the church. That's the only thing I can do, stay away from the church. I am a member of the church, but I don't go there. And so that's... it's confirmed for me today that they think that I am working for demons, that I have demons in me. And what can I do? It's only to stay away from those people that listen at demons and think that I am a demon and tell other people that I am a demon. So that is only to stay away. God knows. He knows that I have to stay on my own because of this, that the devil is whispering in the ears of people that are weak. And so I can only stay away from religions. And now I'm going to tell you a nice thing that happened to me today. I have been with a cat. I have a cat now in my home. So I am not by myself now. I have at least a cat. And it was very strange, this also with a cat. I was looking for a cat and ask some people that have ads, but they didn't was interesting in me to get a cat from them. And I understand it, and I accept it, because it was the meaning of it, because I saw a cat, a rag doll cat. It's a real 100% ragdoll, muffin ragdoll cat that is a breed and have this paper on her that she is 100% ragdoll. And I felt like, this is my cat, and she looked like one of my cats that I had before when I was breeder for ragdolls, and I bought it from Germany, that cat, and now he's coming back inside this cat. She look exactly like him, but she is 10 years old, and as I have been a breeder of ragdoll cats, I know they can be over 20 years old, so she is maybe in the middle of her lifespan, and she look okay, but she is 10 years old. I have not, as I have got her today, I could not look in her mouth to see how much teeth she have, but I found out she was very thin, and the coat was in bad condition. So the owner of the cat gave me food for the cat, and it was those cheaper food that you buy in ordinary store for all kind of cats. So I'm going to give her more healthy food for her old age. She can't eat like a young cat can eat. She must have more special vitamins for old cats. And she maybe don't have so much teeth. So she maybe can't eat. She got a dry food from her past owner. And she maybe have hard to show them. So I'm going to start to give her food that is wet, not dry food. So tomorrow I'm going to drive to a pet store and buy this for her. And then I want to have her in my garden also, that she should be with me outside. So I need to buy a lease on her, so she can come and be with me. I don't know what it is. She come here. Freya! Freya! Come! You can hear her a little. She talk. Freya! Freya, come! Come da! We are not so very close to each other, so she come when when I call her. But she was ready to live here. It was no hard time to let her in here. So I'm wondering what she have experiences in life. The past owner, she said that they wanted to let the cat be in another place because they have no time for her. She say, but there is some mental issues, not with the cat, but she have been through something. And I maybe find it out because I can speak to cats. So she may be showing me what's wrong with her. And after the past owner left my home, I was very sleepy, so I go to bed and sleep, and I was thinking, let's make a time for a cat to walk around and check out the home better. But I didn't touch her. I say that she must, when cats is coming to a new home, the first thing they do is to walk around and check out the home. But it's not only they check out the home, it have a purpose. It is a thing they do that people don't know about. But for a cat, is it to walk around and see what she's doing. She's scratching. I think she got something. Yeah? Huh? You hear her? Yeah? I think she got something under her foot. So she scratched it off. I will see it tomorrow when it doesn't smell anything. So it can be sand or something. So it's they walk around in a new home. The first they check out, where can I run away and hide if something bad going to happen? And they also check out if there is an escape place to run away outside, and check out where to place themselves if something going to happen. So you know that it's very, very important to let the cat be by her self and not touch her or call her. Let her walk around in the new home and check out those places where she can escape and hide if something happens. And it took about 10 minutes. Then she had calmed down. And I said to the owner, she have accepted this home. I say, she was not, she have calmed down after 10 minutes only, because I left her to look around first. Even she's 10 years old, but even a small kitten do the same thing. It's in them to have this escape. And then when the past owner have walked away from our home, I lay down in the bed and fall to sleep. And I wake up after a little while, and I took away the blanket. And then I saw it's moving the blanket in the bed. She have jumped up in my bed and was sleeping with me. So she is total accepted me. So I think she's going to be more healthy in this mentally way also. And maybe she can come to start to eat, because I can feel her, the bone in her. She's very thin. And I'm going to buy her food that she can chew if she have bad teeth, and if she can have pain in her teeth, so she can't eat. She don't want to eat. And then, of course, I'm going tomorrow and to lay my hands on her body and do a healing, what needs to be healed. And I can tell her the coat, her hair, it's not good quality on it. And that it show up when there is not, it's missing vitamins and minerals in animals, that they lose extremely much hair, she have, I don't know in English, the hair is like a ball in on her body, so that needs to be fixed. But most of it is that I can fix her hair when she have got some real food to eat, so the hair be stronger. But I have felt she have some balls where they should not be. So she have hard to walk, because the balls where she is have her legs. So this is a day we only come to know each other. But tomorrow I'm going to start to check her out, really. And I have, after the COVID-19, it have been stores that have closed, and I saw that when I was looking for a pet store, and those that I was before to, they don't exist anymore. So I'd be very, very happy that I sold. It's only 10 minutes to the pet store. And also, the good is that I can check out tomorrow. There is a bakery and a cafe to sit and eat fresh food, fresh bread. They have also some lunch also, and I'm going to check it out. At least I can go there to get fresh bread for the mornings. So that is very good. It's been very much positive now. And I pray to every spirits of positive spirits that let it continue to be in this way, that it have started a new chapter in my life where I can get comfort and relax. And I have my little cat. She is in the same age as me. So we grow old together. And I didn't want to have a kitten. I wanted to have an old cat. So it's not that I left behind an old cat. If I took a young cat, that should be, she maybe is 5-6 years old when I passed away. And then she's old, so no one want to have this cat. But this cat is 10 years old, and she can live 10 years more. And that's what I ask for, that I should be older than my mother. When my mother died, she was 80 years old. And if I can go 10 years more, and the cat is going to leave me later on, then I don't have to be worried that who is going to take care of the cat when I die. So it's good. I knew that it could be some health problem with an old cat. And I was thinking that I should only get cats that is from a farmer or something. That doesn't cost anything. But I got a ragdoll cat. And I knew, as I have breed ragdoll, that they can be over 20 years old. So she is not in bad age. She is perfect for what I was looking for. And then I know ragdoll cats is a good breed. It's a good breed. They stay long, healthy. It's only that she have not got that. So I think I can fix her to be healthy. Maybe not get new teeth, but she can eat soft food and stay healthy. So she's waiting for me to go to bed now. She is close to me and she's licking her. She wash herself for to go to bed. So I am soon going to bed with her. I am only going upload this episode. So I feel very happy and I feel I got a little more strength in my body. And I'm not worried about what the doctor will say. April 10, I'm going to the doctor. I'm not worried because I'm not frightened about death. And I know that it can happen that I go away earlier than my death. They are going to come and get me before I lay there in the bed and die. And so I'm not worried, and I be very positive now when I got my favorite breed cat. And you heard her. I think you heard her saying hello to you. No, she say not hello to you. She say, "Oh, you're not coming to bed." That's she waiting for now. So best to accept it. This will be a cat home. Because I am under a cat. And it be like I live in Freya, the cat house. But it's okay. I'm happy now. And God bless you. This was about cats.